Blog Talk Radio.
Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And in the presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I see aspiring to be free. And when I call to thee and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Within and without, above and below, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. Without and within, below and above, yeah, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I find in tune with the divine. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. Restore the balance of the universal mind. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And when I call to thee and come on bending knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. For to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Angel of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
Thank you for joining me here tonight on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols George, and I'm your hostess. The music you were listening to there at the beginning of the show is I Sense Your Presence, a great little group by the name of Shimshai. And you can check out their music, by the way, if you'd like to, at shimshai.com. And also on Facebook, just go to Shimshai for Facebook. That's S-H-I-M-S-H-A-I. And, you know, every now and then they've got a free song download going on, so you might want to check them out. And I just want to extend a welcome to everybody that's joining us here tonight because, you know, we are now streaming live in four places. That's right, four places. Blog Talk Radio, TalkStream Live, Parencounters Network, and StreamFinder. So we are expanding here at Activating Compassion on the Midnight Hour. I'm so happy to say that. And, you know, actually we're going to be having some great other options come up that are going to be getting mentioned in upcoming weeks, so you're going to want to stay tuned as well. Here at Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, I look at the different ways that compassion exists in our lives, how to remove our blocks, resistances, frustrations, all those kind of great little obstacles that come up from time to time. We heard about a few of those from Sharita Starr last week, so if you missed that show, I think you want to go back and listen to it. Sharita gave us some great insight on what's going to be happening for 2014. Now, some weeks I'm discussing different aspects of how compassion is in our life and how it affects our life and the different areas of compassion. Some weeks I'm doing more exercises or practical implementations. Most of the time I've got amazing guests on the show, just like tonight's guest, Shelley Alexander. And you can learn about their work and how other things complement and work with compassion because just about everything in our life has a connection or a tie to compassion in one way or another. And then also I'm going to be highlighting different musical artists along the way. I know I'm kind of keeping a few little secrets there to surprise you with who might be coming up this year, but I can assure you they're going to be just as good and just as big as last year. Last year we had Stephen Halpern on the show, Peter Kater, both Grammy nominees. And if you missed those shows, I encourage checking those out in the archives as well. And you can find all the archive shows, by the way, and upcoming shows that I've got ready to go on my website. And you can check that out. It's jessieannicholsgeorge1.com. The link's actually at the bottom of the show description. And if you just go over to the Main Street Universe tab, click on the link for my name there, and you're going to find all of my archive shows right there. Now, just a reminder, if you enjoy this show, make certain that you tell your friends, your family. You know, it's great to share it out there on social media because you never know who's interested or who's needing this very thing. You never know. Life is changing rapidly these days, and you know, one day somebody might not need something, and the next day they do. So it's definitely worth sharing. You never know what life you might brighten that day by sharing it, and they can just access it, by the way, at the same link here that you used to get into the show, or like I said, go on to my webpage, as I mentioned, and all the archive shows are there as well. Now, in my own work, what I do is I focus on helping people find and use compassion in their everyday lives, and I've created the Genesis Clearing Statement. Some of you have heard that on past shows. Kevin Baird did a great segment with me on that. It was actually back in 2012 in the fall, which you can also check out on my webpage on the Kevin Baird's page and Main Street Universe both there. And then I've authored four books, the two most recent ones, You, Me, Life Dreams, and its companion workbook, which are based on relationships. And then my first two books, Activating Compassion and its companion workbook. And I've created the Compassion Tour. It's a multi-state nationwide tour, including workshops, retreats, seminars, book signings, fundraising events. And I'm working on creating a couple of things coming up here in March, so you're going to want to pay attention for those. They're coming up in the California region, the southern and central California coast, so you'll want to pay attention to those things. Now, before we get started on everything, those of you that have tuned in before, you know, like to tap right into the 72 Names of God by Yehuda Berk. And I use this book a lot of times myself, even when I'm just looking to get a little insight or a little understanding about something going on in my life. And it's always amazing how it has a great message that's applicable to whatever is going on. And I see our chat room has a few people coming in and appearing here, so I welcome those people as well. And let's see what our message is from Yehuda. I like Yehuda's work because he takes these big complex subjects, kind of like I do, and puts them into this everyday language. And it's founded on the principles of Kabbalah, actually, his work. So let's see what we've got tonight. Aha. And the message that he's got tonight for us is, or the word of God that he has in here tonight is thought into action. That's the common word. Thought into action. This is going to be really interesting here because we're at the new year, right? We're making these shifts and changes. Typically, because of our own inaction, worthy goals and daring dreams never materialize. We procrastinate. We lose our passion or we simply give up. Our best ideas remain unrealized hopes. Our thoughts never become actualized. Kabbalah has an explanation for this. Now, the insight he gives related to this name, thought into action, is our dreams and aspirations are rooted in the purity of the upper world, but our actions take place here in the material dimension, where a seemingly infinite variety of impediments can get in our way. Everything from doubts and fears to mortgage payments and credit card debts, we are often inspired by brilliant thoughts, innovative ideas, and lofty goals. But we need to follow through and close the deal. If this doesn't happen, if our intentions fail to manifest, it's a clear sign that we've lost our connection to the upper world. And the meditation that he provides with this is, you are now reconnecting and reuniting the upper and lower worlds through the power of this name. By bringing these realms together, you find courage and commitment to accomplish your goals and achieve your dreams. Your thoughts become actualized. Your best ideas are transformed into action and then into concrete results. I think our guest has done a very good job of taking her dreams and putting them into some pretty concrete results. Now, again, the name is Thought into Action is the common name, and the way that's pronounced is Mem Bet Hey. Mem Bet Hey. And if you'd like to, you can always go back and reference that as well. That's going to be on my page on the Main Street Universe tab on my website, so you can just follow the links right into that. And usually I get that put up pretty much right after the show. So that gives you a little something there. Now I'm going to give you a little thought here to think about before we head into break and bring our guest into the show tonight. And this is just a little something that kind of leads us into our topic. Does the thought of eating healthy make you feel alive or deprived? When you think of eating healthy, does it stir thoughts of vibrant flavors and bland foods? Does nutrition and healthy eating feel like something you have to do or something you want to do? These days, our attention and awareness of food is shifting. When we used to think of health food, we often thought of hippies, activists, something our doctor forced us to do, a requirement for having a great outer package, which in turn meant for many, living very superficially. Now, 30 to 40 years ago, it felt more like restriction instead of resurrection. It felt physical instead of spiritual. And there were minimal options on what, you know, things tasted like. Like a lot of you go in the health food stores or some of these things, and a lot of stuff kind of tasted like cardboard. And there was some other pleasant taste there, maybe that turned us off instead of turning us on. Thank goodness times have changed. And we can now realize in a more mainstream way how important our mind-body-spiritual connection is. We realize how much food can affect all aspects of our well-being, from physical health to mental alertness to how well energy flows through us and connects us to our spiritual self. There is also a return to realizing that we don't need something pretty, especially if it is laden with chemicals. We're remembering how flavorful foods really are as organic gardening becomes more popular and people are purchasing from farmers' markets or growing their own. We realize how much an organic and non-GMO version can make a difference on how we feel in all areas of our life. Eating healthy is not just about looking good anymore. It is about being conscious, making a conscious choice, perhaps in its own way, the new power tool, what the aware person chooses. It is a compassionate approach to living for all of life forms. In addition, it has brought forward delicious recipes full of flavor and easy to fix, as well as being good for us. My experience is that if what you're eating doesn't taste good and it doesn't create a strong difference in your life, the average person isn't going to stay with it. Shelley Alexander is one person that's changing the world through healthy, flavorful, sensory experiences. As a holistic chef and certified healing food specialist who creates a variety of wellness and supper club events, she is helping people to be radiant and vibrant through delicious and healthy eating. These experiences help us to both learn how to be a healthier while satiating body, mind, and spirit. With the new year here, many people are making resolutions to eat better, lose weight, and get healthier. However, what if this just wasn't a resolution but a preferred way of life? What if doing this was more enjoyable to you than what you have been doing? What are you doing to create enjoyable, flavorful, and healthy eating patterns? This week, our guest focuses on a component of compassion that is related to the aspect in my books of loving self. This reminds us to take time to love ourselves all throughout the day in multiple ways. I'm going to take a short break, and when we return, I will have Shelley Alexander with us, and she's going to be sharing her work in holistic nutrition and well-being. And the song I've got for you during the break today is Dia Harmonies. It's by Claire Hedin. And if you'd like to find out more about her work or connect with more of her music, you can do so at www.clairehedin.com. That's CLAREHEDIN.com. Also, at the bottom of the show description, you can just click on the link. Make it real easy for you. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Oh, dear, dear little light, shine forth thy beauty. You came, you went, 'twas brief and rare. We loved you, and we love you. So thank you, yes, thank you. We thank you, oh, so deeply. And thank you, yes, thank you. We thank you for your visit. We know your time with us was brief, but still 'twas time well valued. You have a down here on earthly fallows. Your light will shine, and dust you will upon the skies of spirit. We learn, we love, we touch, we part, we feel the circle's healing. So thank you. Thank you, we thank you, oh, so deeply. And thank you, yes, thank you, we thank you for your visit. Oh, dear, dear little light, shine forth thy beauty. Came, you went, 'twas brief and rare. We loved you, and we love you. So thank you, yes, thank you, dear.
back. You are listening to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, and my name is Jessie Ann Nichols George, and I'm your hostess this evening. You were just listening to a song by Claire Hedin. It's called Dia Harmonies, and right there at the bottom of the show description is a link for Claire's website in case you want to tune in a little bit more to her music and check up a little bit more on the things that she's got going on, because she's got a lot going on. And Claire was actually a guest of ours, too, a while back at the very end, the last show of 2012. And so if you'd like to check out a full interview and the rest of her music as well, you can check it out, again, in the archives for that. Now, I'd like to bring on my guest tonight, Shelley Alexander. She is a holistic chef. She's a holistic chef, certified healing foods specialist, cookbook author, recipe developer, and food writer. She graduated from the Los Angeles Culinary Institute and has a Bachelor of Science in Business Management and Finance from Case Western Reserve University. Shelley is certified as a food safety manager by the National Registry of Food Safety Professionals and has been an executive chef for top catering and event planning companies in Los Angeles, California, and at the Stinking Rose restaurant in Beverly Hills. She owned and operated Escapade Events for 11 years and now owns and operates A Harmony Healing, a holistic food, nutrition, and wellness company. A Harmony Healing provides healing nutrition, lifestyle consultations, anti-aging consultations, workshops, company health seminars, healthy cooking classes, ALCAT testing, Radiance Wellness parties, and holistic supper club events. And we're looking tonight at her tips for helping you to create great health with great flavors. And you can learn more about her work. The link's right there at the bottom of the show description as well, at www.aharmonyhealing.com. And I'm going to go ahead and get Shelley's microphone to open up here. And Shelley, welcome to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour.
Hi, Jessie Ann. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you here. And I know you're busy because you have all these things going on and you're working all week and and now you're giving your time to us, so it's very, very much appreciated.
Well, I really adore you, as you know, and I'm very happy to be a part of such an inspirational show, so thank you for giving me the opportunity tonight to speak with your listeners and talk to them a little bit about how to eat healthier and live a holistic lifestyle.
Well, I definitely think this is probably the top, if not one of the top two or three, probably resolutions and focuses when people turn the new year, like, okay, I'm coming off of all the holiday food, and now it's time to get in shape, and it's time to do this. And you just, I watch your recipes come across all the time on Facebook, and it's like, oh, that looks so good. Oh, my gosh, and it's so healthy, too. And so it's I think, inspirational. I think this is a direction that I really wanted to bring on, and I just thought you were just such a perfect person for this because, you know, the things you put out there are obviously quite flavorful, and I think that that's what we need. When we're going to start looking at taking these steps, we need to look at something that's going to keep us inspired to keep going. What I would love to do, though, Shelley, is to have you start off by sharing with us a little bit about your journey, because you have some interesting story leading into getting into this profession and coming on up into developing A Harmony Healing.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can start out first by telling you that I have always adored eating wonderful whole foods. I grew up in Ohio, and my grandparents had a really tremendous garden that was just filled with everything from apples to, you know, all types of leafy greens, collard greens, cabbage, kale, peppers, tomatoes, green beans. They grew grapes, and my grandfather made his own wine. So I really had the opportunity at a young age to really experience what getting food straight from the source tasted like. And then my parents also loved to go to the farmers markets as well. So I really grew up having that experience of tasting all these amazing foods. So as I got a little older, when I reached the age of 8, my mom said, it's time for you to start learning how to cook. So she brought me into the kitchen, and it was like the whole world just opened up for me and everything clicked because I realized just how much I loved cooking. And she taught me how to always make sure you get the best ingredients so that you don't have to do a lot of manipulation to them, that the flavors can speak for themselves. She taught me the importance of seasoning your food and tasting it throughout the cooking process so that you can really provide a meal that you can be proud of. And it really taught me how important it was and how much love and care goes into creating meals for, you know, your family and your friends. So that love started at a really early age for me. As I progressed and got a little bit older, I moved to California, and I still kept on, you know, cooking and enjoying life. And I went first, when I first moved to California, I went to come here so that I could take a job in pharmaceutical sales. But I still had that quest and that drive for food. So I did a lot of entertaining for my friends, and I just loved the fact that California had all this amazing produce and farmers markets year-round where you could get all kinds of wonderful foods, fruits, vegetables, you know, whatever you wanted from the local farmers. And then I also enjoyed the fact that there were so many amazing global restaurants in the area, so I got a chance to experience a lot of different cuisines that I didn't have experience with before. So as I continued on that journey, I decided I wanted to go back to school, and that's when I went to the Culinary Institute in Los Angeles and got my diploma as a culinary professional. And then I started working in the industry, as you mentioned before, doing catering, starting my own catering company, working in a restaurant. And then I was working so many hours, and then I started to kind of neglect my own health. So as a result of these long hours and the stress of promoting and doing all these parties for everyone, I started having issues with my digestive system and having acid reflux and all types of things. And I knew from my time spent in pharmaceutical sales, I really did not want to go into taking medication to just mask these symptoms. I wanted to really look into how I could heal my body holistically and go back to my roots of just really eating, you know, foods that heal. So I really started to research and look into ways to do that, and I started getting some amazing results. And that led me to my next journey, which was to go back to school to become certified as a healing food specialist. And with that, I knew that I had to share all this knowledge that I had learned and my own experiences with as many people as possible. So that is what made me decide to take a leap on faith and start my company, A Harmony Healing, in 2010. And I tell you, it was the best thing that I've ever done. It's completely changed my life. It really has.
I think it's amazing. I mean, and you've got such a diversity of background from what we would normally see. I mean, to come from like pharmaceutical sales into, you know, this holistic eating lifestyle and moving in this direction. So you really bring in a whole new perspective that perhaps a lot of people in this industry would not be bringing in to it. And I feel like this is a huge trend. I feel like this is a direction that people are really looking to go towards. They're realizing that, indeed, they're stressed these days. They are, a lot of people are feeling things. They are feeling challenged by the time pressures and the workload and all of these different things as well. So, yeah, I think it's a great... It's great for people to know that you've been through that transition in there from things. Now, you mentioned or refer to yourself, for example, as a holistic chef. Now, how does a holistic chef, a nutritionist, vary from, say, like other types of nutritionists?
Well, as a holistic chef, what I really do is design recipes that not only taste delicious but have nutrients that really help heal the body and mind and help you maintain good health, and it looks at your whole body system rather than just looking at individual parts. So all of my recipes are created to help replenish, rebuild, and rejuvenate. And that's the difference between a regular normal chef versus one who is a holistic chef.
Okay. And I think that that's important, because I think that that replenishing, that rejuvenating factor is very, very key in things. Because I think that's really where we're headed. You know, a lot of us have shifted, and maybe you can elaborate on why that is such an important factor right now to look at this regeneration piece.
Absolutely. Well, I think that more and more people are becoming aware that ignoring food and making poor choices about your food is not going to help you maintain radiant health. And so they're starting to realize that just not eating healthy or saying, okay, I'm just going to take a pill if I have indigestion and keep going, is not a way to live and sustain your life. And you end up quite unhealthy. So they're starting to say, you know, there's got to be a better way out there. What can I do? How can I be proactive about my own health and take matters into my own hands? And so there's really a great shift going on. And I think part of it has to do with much information that's available now to all of us on the Internet and everywhere else.
I agree. There is so much being shared. And I think that you mentioned something really important right there, which is helping people to become proactive in their own healing or taking hold for their own health. And I think for so long, as I mentioned leading into the show, I mean, let's face it, when I was, I don't know, just starting into college, there wasn't a lot of great tasting health food out there. I mean, it was definitely more of an acquired taste at that time. And, you know, now with it, like you say, with all this information, people are realizing why they need these things, why, you know, some of these people that seemed, you know, so extremist for a long time, really were just kind of paving the way for us. And, you know, I think it's people like you that are now showing people, okay, not only do we have all of this information, and that gets a little overwhelming at times. You know, when you start to search this down and you're looking this up and what's the best food for that and what's alkaline and how alkaline should I go, and, you know, it starts to get very mind-boggling until people find somebody like you.
I agree. It is mind-boggling, and there's so much information that many times it just makes people just say, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to continue the way I am. And so that's one of my missions, is to be able to make things so much simpler for you so that you can just eat right and enjoy the foods that you're eating. Because if the food doesn't taste great, I don't care how healthy it is or how many health benefits the food has, you're not going to eat it. So coming from a background of being a chef, I understand how to put together combinations of flavors that are appealing so that you don't even think you're really eating healthy, and you are. You just think, oh, this food tastes really great. And I think that's really one of the keys to really changing your lifestyle and, you know, taking it in baby steps and not trying to be too restrictive or label yourself and say, okay, I'm only going to eat this way, or I'm going to, you know, only have this type of food, or I'm following this way. You know, there's so many different dietary things. There's vegans and vegetarians and paleo and primal and, you know, all these different diet theories out there that sometimes people are like, well, what should I do and where should I go? So I think the best choice is just to find what works for your body. We're all unique, different individuals. Biochemically, we're different. So you have to find the balance and find the foods that make you feel great, that make you have energy and feel peaceful in your mind and clear. Because if you try to follow one diet and it's not the diet that's working for you, then you're not going to be feeling great, and then you're not going to want to continue. So you have to just look to finding the things that really work well for you. And once you find that spot, then it's just magic. It's wonderful.
And I think our guest last week, Sharita, would say stay away from that word diet, because it's got the words tied, die, and tied up. So And she does lexigrams, so she takes those words and moves the letters around. So the moving the letters around of diet doesn't get us anywhere. But you bring in that aspect of eating to enjoy, and if you're indulging from the right range of foods, you don't have to feel that restriction, as you say. I think that's important. People do, like you say, they get wrapped up in, well, I should follow this or I should follow that. And I've had people tell me that. You know, I've had people say, well, if you're not 100% vegan, you're not compassionate. These sorts of things. And so there is a lot of pressure coming in from a lot of different angles. And I know that you've got a food philosophy that you worked with, and I think you were headed in that direction and touching on it, but kind of touching on why maybe a holistic nutrition plan or eating, way of eating, would be better than, say, a beneficial diet.
Well, yes, I think, you know, like you said, I wouldn't want anyone to just be tied to a diet. It's more of a lifestyle. And I think it's really important to make a conscious choice to really eat nutrient-dense or nutrient-rich foods on a daily basis, because those are the kind of foods that are going to nourish your body, energize it, and help keep you healthy and balanced. And for you, it may be one thing, where for another, it may be something else. But one thing that everyone should have in common is making sure that they're eating lots of plant food, because there's lots of wonderful nutrients in plant food. They're filled with, you know, phytochemicals and vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber, water, you know, everything that your body needs, amino acids, to stay healthy and to stay radiant. So that should make up a big portion of your diet. But also within that realm, you have room to add in, you know, sustainably raised animal foods. If you like animal foods, you can eat wild seafood and grass-fed beef and enjoy those foods and help use them to keep you mentally and physically strong. So, like I said, it's all about finding the balance for what works for you. But there's also some different things that I would love to go over with you that I think also can help some of your listeners start to move towards feeling better and feeling energized and healthy. So would you like me to share those?
I would love for you to share those. And I think, you know, here again, you're touching on some really good aspects of things that you don't have to go through this deprivation. And I know for myself, for example, my sister's a master gardener. I have a few things that grow in my yard. And, you know, we think fruits and vegetables, but I think we've kind of gotten to that phase because of some of the GMO stuff. And when you're really getting these fresh foods, as Shelley's mentioning, I mean, I've had tomatoes out of my sister's garden that are just sweet as could be, like candy. Like, you never feel deprived eating these plant-based foods. And like
Absolutely.
You say, different things for different people, because obviously people have to pay attention to food allergies and other things and need to find the right balance for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that you really need to look at first is making sure that your digestive system is functioning at its peak capacity, because anywhere from 70 to 80% of your immune system resides in your gut. So it's really crucial that you take the necessary steps to keep your digestive system functioning properly. And so one of the simplest things that you can do is, before you eat, take a moment to get present. Do some deep breathing and relaxing before you eat, so you can put your body in the rest and digest mode before you're eating. And when you do that, it helps you to digest your food so much better. Now, I don't recommend that people eat on the go, you know, eat standing up or eat in front of the television. You know, all of these things are distracting, and they keep you from being present in the moment and really appreciating the bounty of these amazing foods that you're eating. And so once you take that time to calm down and breathe, then that really not only helps you to connect with your food source, but it also helps you to really digest your food so much better.
That's a great tip, and it ties into something that I've been working more and more with and trying to encourage people more towards, which is cycles. And if we stop and pause before we eat, we're creating a cycle, an ending to a cycle and the start of a new cycle. We're finishing maybe a rushed part of our day or a section of our day, and then we're honoring the cycle of eating. And then when we're done, we're ending that and starting a new cycle. And these, I feel, are very important as well to health, because it kind of allows our whole day to kind of shift and to slow down. And as you say, then you're going to digest better. You're going to absorb more of the nutrients from that consciousness.
Absolutely. And if you don't have that and you don't absorb your nutrients, you can eat the best foods in the world that are packed with the nutrients, but it's not going to be helping you. So it's really important that you do that. And then some of the other things I recommend is that you take a probiotic supplement. And that's really important for balancing out between the good and the bad bacteria that's in your gut. So you really want to have something like a Primal Defense Ultra, or, you know, there's a lot of really great ones, but you want to make sure that whichever supplement, probiotic supplement that you take, that it will survive your digestive acids. And one that I do like is the Primal Defense as well as the Prescriptive Fist. And then the other thing I definitely highly recommend, and there's many recipes on my site for fermented foods. They totally changed my life. And as I mentioned earlier, I had a lot of issues with indigestion. I mean, I had some nights back in 2007 where I had to sit sleeping up because I had so much just indigestion and acid reflux, and I was miserable. And I don't want anyone to have to go through that. And I'm sure there's maybe some of your listeners that may be going through that right now or have experienced that. So it's really important to get those healing probiotics into your body, the beneficial bacteria. And an easy way to do it is through your food. And so when you eat probiotic-rich foods like fermented sauerkraut, or drink coconut water kefir, kombucha tea, kimchi, these are all really amazing food-based sources that your body can recognize, love, and digest. And it really goes to work killing your gut. So they're fantastic ways to get on that path, because all disease really originates in the gut. So if you don't heal your gut, your immune system is compromised, and then it can lead to different degenerative diseases that, you know, you don't want to have those manifest. So it's really key that you really work on that. That should be your number one priority.
Can you maybe expand a little bit about fermented food, Shelley? Because that is something that's, I think, a lot of people have heard about, and they think, well, exactly what is that? And what is it really about fermented foods that creates this healing in the gut?
Well, fermented foods are absolutely amazing. And they originally were created by ancient societies as a way to preserve fresh fruits and beverages before they had refrigeration. So, you know, some of the earliest examples are sauerkraut, wine, cheeses, yogurt, and they are just filled with beneficial bacteria that act as a natural food preservative. And these foods are an excellent source of healthy microorganisms and enzymes, and they really help maintain a healthy digestive system. And when you go through the culturing or fermenting process, it releases a lot of the nutrients, increases the vitamins, and it helps make the foods easier to digest. And when you eat them with other foods, it helps you to digest those other foods better as well. So, you know, many times you can culture in different ways. For instance, when you're making sauerkraut, you can just use a simple sea salt, like a Himalayan pink salt, and you can use that to ferment and make your cabbage filled with all these wonderful beneficial bacteria that are actually on the cabbage itself. And so you'll just sprinkle it on, and then you can let it sit, and it has to be in an environment where there's no air getting in. You don't want any air to get in so that mold and yeast and different things start to set up. So you can culture. I mean, there's some wonderful, you know, culturing crocks and a pickleit that you can use to really lock out that air. But you can also use a simple mason jar, and I've done ferments with mason jars since 2007 and have not had any issues. And I just recently upgraded to a Pickle-It, but I really love fermented foods. And making coconut kefir is simple. It's one of the easiest things to do. If you can get your hands on some young Thai coconuts or an organic coconut water, you can get that off of Amazon. You just simply use a kefir starter or kefir water grains, and you put them in, and you let it go on its own for 24 to 48 hours, and the next thing you have is this wonderful, tangy, bubbly drink that's totally healing to the body. And then you can do second fermentations with it and add, you know, all kind of things, different fruits or whatever you like. So, you know, fermented foods are just really something that's totally amazing, and there's some really great books out there about fermenting. The Art of Fermentation is one that I would recommend that your listeners definitely take a look into, because it is really comprehensive.
And I wouldn't have thought about it being so simple to just put a little sea salt on and let it sit for a couple of days. Does it have to sit at like a certain temp, or?
You need to, if you're using sea salt only, you need to let it go for, usually I would let it go for about 3 weeks, but you can use cultured vegetable starters, and that really speeds up the process, and it provides specific strains of bacteria. And Body Ecology has a really wonderful cultured vegetable starter that I like to use. And when you use that, your vegetables will ferment within 5 to 7 days. And it really gives them a great start. And then I like to create different brines. So I'll take, you know, sometimes cucumbers and carrots and garlic, and I'll put the sea salt and then, you know, a little bit of coconut sugar to give that bacteria in the cultured vegetable starter some food so it wakes it up. And then I'll blend that in with the cabbage and pack it tightly into my jars. And then you put it in a nice place where it's dark and, you know, at a wonderful even temperature, and let it do its thing. And, you know, go back in there and check it from time to time. And then, you know, after that time period, you taste it, and if it tastes great to you and it's nice and tangy, then you can put it in the refrigerator, and it slows down that fermentation process.
Interesting. So the refrigeration then actually will slow it down. And I'm finding this very fascinating. Now, you have people like in my mom's generation, they did a lot of canning and a lot of preserving, and this was natural when you were out on the farms and things like that. But you've got a lot of people in the cities, they've never been exposed to these things. And so, you know, when we think about it, you know, fermented foods are obviously great year-round, but it's a great thing, and this is why we had in the fall this fermenting of things going on to help people, you know, originally I would say to see them through the winter months food-wise, because food was not as abundant in a lot of areas. You know, not everybody was living in the beaches of California. matter of fact, I grew up out there in the L.A. area, so I'm very familiar with where you are. But not everybody had that, and it's still a good practice, I think, as we're going into to months, especially where we see these erratic storm patterns that are coming through, and to have some of those type of things set aside and ready to go, and, you know, if your electricity goes out or something like that, you've got some of these things ready to go. And that seems like it would be just a great backup this time of year as well.
Oh, it is, and it's an absolutely great way to preserve the harvest. It definitely is. Like you said, you can start fermenting different fruits and vegetables in the summer and then be able to enjoy those fruits and vegetables that are only available in the summertime later on in the year, because you put them up by fermentation, you know, and you can do that throughout every season. So it is a definite great way to preserve your foods and have them available to you.
I think that's definitely something for more of us to think about. And I think in doing this, too, it seems like it would, in addition to all the natural benefits fermented foods already provide us, is it seems that it would also help us keep our immunity levels up better because, you know, we're getting that fresh produce hopefully close to our region and our area if, you know, you've got farmers markets in the areas that you're in. You know, to have that in the winter months and to have that where you're utilizing some of that, then again, for example, in the spring, when the allergies and the pollens and things like that come up, it seems like it would also help in boosting some of your immunity levels.
Oh, it totally does. Fermented foods are definitely an excellent way to boost your immune system and keep it strong. And so I would highly recommend that if you any of your listeners haven't tried it, that they seek out trying to make it. It's so simple to do, and there's no reason to be intimidated. And they can go to my website and try some of the simple recipes there, and then they'll see just how great they are. And if they just feel like, oh, you know, I can't tackle this, I don't want to do it, there's several companies that make wonderful commercial brands of fermented foods that I have tried and love. So I can definitely recommend that as well if they feel like this is not something that I'm going to do. I'm just too busy.
And, you know, your recipes are very easy. I have to say that. When I've seen them, I'm like, that's really easy to do. And by the way, Shelley, if you go on to her website, aharmonyhealing.com, the tab, I mean, I can't even tell you, there's pages. And we're not like talking to somebody that's put up three or four recipes here. We're talking like 11 pages of different recipes on her website. And, I mean, she's got everything from soups, like purple cauliflower soup. She's got smoothie recipes on there. She's got dessert recipes and gluten-free recipes on there. And this one is one I was looking at today. I was actually thinking, oh, I want to try that, and that's perfect here at wintertime. Is this cold and flu-fighting apple green tea turmeric tonic. And that just sounds amazing, that blend of green tea and apple and turmeric, because I like working with turmeric a lot on your stuff.
I do. I am with you. And that tonic is absolutely one of my favorite tonics to drink. Actually, I drink it year-round, but I really do love it, especially, and you can chill it as well in the summertime, but I really do love it in the winter because it's so warm and comforting. And it has, as you mentioned, turmeric, which is a star food for me. Absolutely.
Yes.
I buy the root. I use it dried. I put it in smoothies. It's just got potent, you know, anti-inflammatory properties, so it's going to really keep that inflammation at bay. It's filled with antioxidants. It's, you know, got anti-cancer benefits as well, helps protect your body against that. And it's just a spice that so many people say, oh, I just thought that was, you know, a spice used in Indian cuisine. Well, yes, it is, but it's also such a versatile spice that you can use in a wide variety of ways, and it's a root that's actually a part of the ginger family. So if you can find it fresh at your farmers markets or at your local supermarkets, I would definitely encourage you to try it that way, too, because it's really great fresh. And I use it all the time. I also, from time to time, will take, you know, the turmeric capsules, and they are great as well. And when you do, one of the best things to do when you're using it, the active ingredient curcumin is absorbed better in the presence of piperine, which is a compound that's found in black pepper. So if you take that combination together, it helps you to increase the absorption of it even better. So I would recommend, you know, either using some fresh ground black pepper or, you know, finding, if you're going to take it as a supplement, making sure that you find one that includes that ingredient as a part of it.
That is really good to know. See, you've got so many great tips that I have not heard from a lot of people. And I think that that's amazing, and looking at things. And, you know, I think, too, when we're looking at food and we have this powerful emphasis on food, and you've talked about it a couple of times, you know, there's some anti-aging principles here and, you know, some anti-cancer properties on things and stuff like this. And so many people, it amazes me, they go out and they spend a whole ton of money on cosmetic things. I mean, let's face it. Women, they do it all the time, right? They go and they've got to buy that eye ointment and that, you know, anti-wrinkle cream, reverse the aging thing on their face, and this lotion and that product. And before you know it, they're spending, you know, a few hundred dollars a month on products. Like, you know, some of those little tiny tubes are like $80 or $90 out there. And that's for probably some of the mid-grade ones. And when I think about it, what we don't think about is we're sitting there going, well, I'm going to apply all these external things. But if we're not taking care of the internal, those external things really aren't going to do you any good, for one. And two, again, the healing, the regeneration is going to come through the intestinal system. So in saying that, kind of letting people know out there, I would say, and maybe you'll agree with me on this, that you can sit there and enjoy a whole bunch more food for a lot less money than a lot of these cosmetic things and get a lot better effect.
I agree wholeheartedly. And the best way to actually have that anti-aging effect to, you know, keep those wrinkles down and keep your skin moisturized and glowing is to put the right foods into your body, because they can do so many things. You know, when you eat avocados, not only do they taste great, but they're very healing fat. They're mineral rich, they're high in potassium, they have monounsaturated fats, they help satisfy your hunger, and they moisturize your skin from the inside out better than any expensive cream is going to do. So, you know, that leads me to also really getting to making sure that people realize it's so important to eat healthy fats. Don't be afraid of fats. Our society has gotten phobic over the years, and it's really sad because your body needs fat. You need fat to absorb fat-soluble vitamins that you need for health. A, D, E, and K need fat to absorb them. Your brain needs fat to stay healthy. Fat helps you fight inflammation. It helps keep your immune system strong. So you have to really start making the conscious choice to eat healthy fats. And, you know, I recommend making sure you're eating, you know, extra virgin coconut oil. That's a wonderful healthy fat. Avocados, wild Alaskan salmon, red palm oil, pasture butter, nuts and seeds. These are all great ways to get healthy fats into your body. You know, start to get away from eating all those refined and chemically processed vegetable oils and seed oils, some of them that have genetically modified ingredients, and the way that they're processed at high heat makes them very unhealthy for your body. And they also, when you eat those types of fats, like the canolas and the cottonseed oils and so many of those that are in processed foods and soybean oil, you find that your body can't even start to absorb the really great fats because you're eating all these unhealthy ones. So it's really great to upgrade your fats and start not being afraid to enjoy these fats, because they serve very necessary functions in your body. And so I recommend everyone eat good fats. Definitely.
I think that that is important, and you're right, and that is an important differentiation to make. And I will say there are a couple of, you know, there are some good external products out there too, you know, that you can use hand in hand. But again, the real healing is coming from the inside out. And when we regenerate from the inside out, you know, we're going to see the effects on everything. You know, you're going to your hair, your nails, your skin, all of those things. You won't have some of the challenges with those things. And the inflammation is a big thing with a lot of people. And it's kind of interesting as I've been living where I'm at now, and I have access to some fresher foods. You know, I sit and I think, why would I want to eat these processed foods? Because they don't taste as good. You know,
no.
When you just look at their flavor, there's such a difference when you really get into those truly fresh, non-GMO products. There's no comparison.
Absolutely not. And just the taste, the flavors, everything about it is so much better. And you find when you really use and upgrade to really great ingredients, then you'll find that your cooking becomes so much easier for you because you don't have to, like, load it up with a lot of extra things to try to make it taste better. It tastes great on its own.
You mentioned garlic, too, in things. And garlic's one of my favorites for flavoring and seasoning. And, of course, it's just got so many amazing properties in it. But I was also reading recently that garlic is a great thing to take or to use with things, for example, like brown rice or other foods that sometimes can create gas in the system, and it actually settles that down. I don't know if you can confirm that or not.
Well, I think it definitely does, and, you know, garlic is extremely high in vitamin C and B6 and a lot of key minerals like iron. You know, it also has sulfur and potassium and over 70 phytochemicals. So it truly is a healing food. And I think that putting garlic, I use it all the time. So I think that putting garlic with brown rice or any other combination of foods is always a good thing in my mind.
Cool. And then you mentioned, well, you didn't mention, but I had somebody in the chat room that was also mentioning, you know, what about, we've kind of talked about the digestive, but what about keeping, like, liver and kidneys clear through diet?
Definitely. I was just going to touch on that in dealing with inflammation. That is something that everyone has to deal with at a different time. And, you know, inflammation in its basic form is your body's own natural response to, say, if you cut yourself or something, your, you know, white blood cells go to work. They're triggered to launch an immune response and to start to heal whatever that injury is. And while they're doing that, they release free radicals, which can, you know, cause damage in the body. But when it's just an acute response, it's minimal because once you're healed, then it's done. But if you have chronic inflammation, it's constantly on. It never gives your immune system any time to be down, and that results in your body becoming very unbalanced, and it can really compromise your immune system and cause disease. So, you know, with your liver and your kidneys, your liver is your main organ of elimination, and your kidneys also are another way to eliminate. So it's really important to eat foods that help nourish those and to do a cleanse on a regular basis. And I'm not talking about an extreme cleanse, you know, where you have these horrible images of being deprived and fasting and, you know, just drinking water or just all, you know, liquids, but to eat really great foods that are there to nourish the detoxification pathways, you know, phase 1 and phase 2 in your liver. And when you eat those foods and you also stay hydrated, it really helps to flush out your kidneys as well as keep your liver functioning properly. And one thing I recommend for everyone to do is to start drinking a glass of warm water, at least 16 ounces in the morning, with a couple tablespoons of fresh lemon juice squeezed in there. And you can even put a pinch of cayenne in the wintertime, and it helps kind of get everything boosted and moving and keeps you warm. And you can add ginger in there. I use a microplane, and I love to grate fresh ginger into my water. And that is just a really great way to start the day first thing in the morning before you do anything else. Drink that lemon water. It's going to make such a huge difference in your health. It's going to really help support your kidneys and your liver. And then you can go after that and drink your green smoothie, which is another thing that I love to drink for my breakfast in the morning. It's simple, and you can put a bunch of great fruits and vegetables in there, and it really keeps you energized throughout the morning.
It's funny you mentioned the smoothies, too, because I love those in summertime because they don't weigh my body down, and I tend to get a lot of energy from them, and, you know, they just kind of have that refreshing aspect to them. And a friend of mine is always you know, mentioning too, matter of fact, Daniel, our producer here on the Main Street Universe, and we talk about this sometimes, and he's like, yeah, you know, juicing's okay, but I really like the smoothies because I can maintain all the fiber aspects of, you know, things by doing a smoothie version as opposed to a juice version of things. And I'm not going to knock the juicers out there, but but there is something to holding the whole food in there.
I agree. I think, you know, there's a place for both juicing and blending in your life. So for me, my preference is definitely on the smoothie. I like keeping the fiber in there. But I think there's also a place when you may need to juice, and juicing is especially great, you know, in the warmer months, you know, because it's wonderful. But you have to be careful with your juicing that you, you know, don't put too many fruits in there, because once you remove the fiber, then, of course, you can have your blood sugar raise quite quickly when you're drinking juices. So if you can keep them as green as possible and, you know, kind of limit the fruits and just use, you know, some tart apples and different things like that, carrots and so forth, but not too many carrots, you'll find that that's a nice blend. And you can use different citrus, lemons, lime juice to cut the greenness. And you can even put a little drop of stevia in there as well. You know, that's a great juice blend. But I agree. I love smoothies, so they're just easiest way for me to start my morning. And I drink them year-round, and I have so much energy in the morning as a result of it. And they digest so quickly. It just keeps you really, so your mind is focused and alert.
I have definitely found that, and you know, I do some different things with dandelion teas and things like that, which is for inflammation and just cleansing out and getting a lot of nutrients. And I also had somebody in the chat room, Shelley, that was mentioning that they have MS, and so they deal with this chronic inflammation from that, and so they were very happy to heal, you know, hear things. And they were mentioning, well, they can't do wheat. And I said, well, you know, by the way, Shelley's got, you know, these incredible gluten-free recipes on there, because I think you have something like 60 gluten-free dessert recipes on your website.
I have a lot, for sure. And I also, in my cookbook, Deliciously Holistic, I have, you know, over 100 gluten-free recipes, and I recently went gluten-free again. I took a test that I offer. It's called the ALCAT test, and it's an amazing test. It really looks at testing. It uses blood tests to look at food sensitivities that you may have to different types of foods, chemicals, anti-inflammatory agents. It looks at functional foods and supplements, medicinal herbs. And, you know, you can eat the healthiest foods in the world, but if they're not healthy for you, then that's a problem. It's going to be causing this chronic inflammation in your body. And so it really looks at these intolerances, because over 80% of the population has food sensitivities and intolerances, and they don't even realize it. Well, about 5% have a real food allergy where you definitely know that you have it. So, you know, it's a great way to just find out what's going on. And I took it the first time in 2009, and I was just floored to find out that some of the foods that I was loving, like eating, you know, spinach, which I was having on a regular basis, and, you know, other different things, blueberries and so forth, showed up as intolerances for me because I was eating them so frequently that I developed these food sensitivities. And so I took it again just a few months ago and found out that I had an issue with wheat and gluten. So I've taken it out of my diet, and I tell you, I've really noticed a difference. So I can understand how, you know, she feels that she can't eat wheat. But there's so many great options out there that you don't even have to, you know, worry about eating wheat. But I would caution against, you know, switching over to a lot of some of the commercial gluten-free brands, because you have to just watch the ingredients and know. But you can make your own wonderful gluten-free very simply, and they're great, really easy to do. And I do have lots of recipes for that. So she can definitely check out my website.
I know I stay primarily gluten-free in things because I ran into some issues a while back when I was living in Arizona, and it just felt like my breathing was shutting down on me a lot of times. And I made the connection of gluten and breathing issues happening, and I was seeing a pulmonary specialist as a result of it at that time. And I came to my pulmonary specialist and I said, well, what do you think about this connection? And it wasn't long after that he started getting a lot of his patients on gluten-free diets, and about that time gluten-free products started to, you know, come out of the woodwork just barely at that time. It was still kind of hard to find them. There was one little bakery around there. But it is a huge difference. I noticed that. And I think that food sensitivity thing, because I know that there's, you know, people out there listening, my sister being one, she's latex allergic. And she's sitting there going, well, the avocados sound good and the nuts sound good. Unfortunately, I can't eat them because that's part of the latex allergy range of things. So what about something like that? Because there are a lot of people with nut sensitivities. And I know that that's a high way of getting nutrients.
Yes, absolutely. It's really important to kind of find out what foods are going to work best for your body. That's why I really recommend that, you know, when I work with clients one-on-one, that they do this ALCAT testing, because it's a really easy way to discover, using your blood, what foods and food additives and environmental chemicals, molds, and everything else don't work for you. But another thing you can also do if you can't do an ALCAT test is to try an elimination diet. And I actually have designed a new detox program that's going to be coming out later this month. And it's a whole food-based program, and it's based on an elimination diet. And you're going to be enjoying just really amazing foods, but you're going to take some of the common foods that are allergenic for most people, like gluten, out of your diet, and corn and soy, eggs and, you know, nuts and things like that that are going to be causing you some issues. And you're going to give your body a chance to heal. And during the whole time, you'll be eating just amazing healing foods that are designed to really up your detoxification and support your liver and help you just cleanse with ease. So if your listeners want to find out more, I would encourage them to go to my website, aharmonyhealing.com, and sign up under my email so they can get information about the launch. And I'm going to have some wonderful giveaways also with it with some of my amazing food partners, so it should be really great.
I think that that's wonderful, and I've worked with an elimination diet a couple of times in my life, and it made a huge difference. Just it's kind of like hitting the reset button on your body.
Oh, it is. It totally is. It gives you a chance to reset, reboot your, and get your metabolism just functioning good again, and it really helps you clear those toxins out and start to really figure out, okay, what is causing me to maybe have bloating or to be so tired or fatigued, or why am I having, you know, these skin breakouts? You know, because there's a whole host of different things that can happen to you when you get a high amount of toxins in your body and your liver becomes overwhelmed. And, you know, every day we're dealing with environmental toxins, and then our body, you know, has endotoxins that you release. And if you let these build up inside of you, you know, you're putting things on your body as well, you know, maybe in your personal care products or things that you're using in your home that may be toxic, all that has a cumulative effect on your body, and it starts to just totally overwhelm your liver, and then that's when you start to have issues. So it's really important to try to do, you know, regular cleaning, detoxing of your body. And I recommend doing it at least 3 to 4 times a year. If you can do it for each season, that would be really wonderful. And I definitely say do it with whole foods, because that's a much gentler, more effective way to do it, especially if you're doing it on your own, because you just don't really want to jump into anything really extreme that can cause you to release toxins too quickly and then retox your body, which can cause health problems and issues. You really just want to have something that's gentle yet effective and where you can be satisfied and eat really great food the whole time. And that's how I designed the program to be. And for me as a chef and food, huge food lover, it's really important that all the food tastes great so that you can be satisfied and love it. So I've put together over 100 really great recipes for it.
I think that's incredible and wonderful and, you know, so very important. And I know I had somebody also asking in the chat room, what about raw honey? I'm working with that.
I love raw honey. I love raw honey. It's definitely one of my favorite natural sweeteners. You don't want to have any children under the age of one having raw honey, but I definitely recommend raw honey. It's got some really amazing properties, and you know, it's filled with vitamins and minerals and enzymes and antioxidants and different phytonutrients that really make a difference when you use it in your recipes. You know, you can put it in your teas and whatever else you like. And I love there's Wholesome Sweeteners has a really great raw honey, really raw honey. There's amazing different brands of honey out there, but you can also seek it out at your local farmers, because I know that all around the country there's great local farmers that are growing and, you know, that have their own bees and that have these wonderful raw honey that you can try that have all different types of floral notes and things that are quite amazing to taste.
Yeah, I know of a lot of people that also use that coming up, you know, they say, what is it, about a month or so before, again, the pollens start to kick in places, and that local raw honey does make a huge difference in that immune boosting thing. And somebody was mentioning, yeah, it takes me forever to go to the store because I have to read all the labels on everything. And I was mentioning, that's the great thing about going to whole raw foods, because guess what? There's not all kinds of labels to read. You learn your basics that you can use, and you don't have to sit and read all these labels and ingredients and things like that. And when you learn how to put them together, like using your recipes, it makes it really easy to pull it together and have these, again, flavorful combinations together. And I've learned that. I've gotten to that point, like, man, I don't really have to cook anything. If I just get some nice raw foods, toss them together, it takes me like 5 minutes to do dinner, you know, to put it together on the plate, and I don't have to spend as much time reading labels, and I can just look at what sounds good or looks good. And there's so many different colors of things. You know, it used to be, okay, everything seemed kind of bland, and we're seeing more of the color profiles come out, you know, purple kale as opposed to just straight green kale, and, you know, so you really can bring a much more eye-appealing look to the dishes as well, which I believe entitles you to eat better.
It does. You know, you eat first with your eyes, of course, so, you know, the more colorful and vibrant your plate is, the more appealing it's going to be for you to eat. And I would definitely encourage, if you can, if you live in an area where you can get to a local farmer's market and really get to know your farmers and who's growing your food, it just makes such a difference in your life. And you can not have to worry about, oh, what does this ingredient and what is this and why does this ingredient have 20 different things on the label? You know, it's just mind-boggling. And if you don't have that available and you're working with just going to the supermarkets, and, you know, try to seek out places like Whole Foods or Sprouts or, you know, some of those markets that are Trader Joe's that are starting to, you know, really be proactive about providing all these wonderful foods that don't have so many processed ingredients. And, you know, stick to that perimeter of the store, because that's where the good stuff is. You know, when you start going down those aisles is when you're starting to run into a lot of, you know, your canned and your boxed and your processed foods that have a lot of ingredients you really don't want to mess around with. So definitely, you know, stick to getting as many fresh foods as you can. You know, keep the ingredient list low. You know, if it has one or two minimally processed ingredients, that's the best if you can, you know, and seek that out.
Okay, now I know that you have a favorite superfood that you like to work with beyond what you've mentioned here? Because I see it in a lot of your recipes, and that is chia seeds.
Yes, I love chia. I do. I love chia seeds, and they're amazing. They absolutely are the easiest seed in the world to work with. They're so tiny, but they're so powerful, and they're really, you know, hydrating for the body, and they're rich in omega-3s and, you know, calcium and all kind of things that are really great for nourishing you. And they have a really mild taste that just blends in with everything. And one of the things that I love to do is grind them up. And I throw them in my blender, grind them into a powder, and then I just use them in all kind of things. You can put them in smoothies, and you can put them in salad dressings, and you can make great puddings because they just absorb up to, you know, 10 times their weight in liquid. So they're a really great way to make these wonderful puddings. And one of my favorite puddings is I like to take coconut milk and bananas, and I put the chia seeds in there and a little coconut sugar. And it's just so simple and so great. And you just blend it all together and let it sit in the fridge. And the next thing you know, you have this great pudding. Then you can throw all kind of, you know, different fruits on the top of it and more coconut and, you know, whatever you like. And it's just a really very satisfying and filling way to eat. And chia seeds are definitely my favorite. I also like hemp seeds, too. Those are two of my favorite ones, followed up thirdly by pumpkin seeds.
I love pumpkin seeds. That's my key favorite is pumpkin seeds. And I haven't worked enough with chia seeds, I have to be honest about that. So it's something that I've got to check out more. But my understanding from what I've seen on your stuff, Shelley, is that chia seeds are good protein. I mean, it sounds like they're also a good thickener for puddings and smoothies and things, but on your website, you also look at grinding them up, as you said, to make like a powder. And so is that, am I correct? Is that a good protein source?
Yeah, definitely. Chia seeds are really great. I mean, there's so many different properties that they have that, you know, I would recommend that people encourage them to definitely go out and try them, seek them out. And you don't have to grind them. I just like to do that. But they're also great just as they are. And if you use them in a pudding, they create kind of like a tapioca-type texture. And you can, when you're doing your smoothies, just throw a couple of tablespoons in there, and they blend right in. And they help just create this really creamy, smooth texture that's great. So I definitely would highly recommend that you seek them out because they're very nutritious for sure. So many times people just thought about those chia pets and they were like, oh, that's what I thought they were only good for. But,
I thought,
you know,
they were
they're
pets, man. You mean I can eat those things?
Exactly, yes. Absolutely. And I promise you won't look like a chia pet when you get done.
Okay, that's a good thing. I just, you know, that's a good thing to reassure people that we're not going to look like chia pets when we get done. And you know, also you have on there just I don't know, people go on, they've just got the amazing things. You've got a recipe for a berry coconut kefir sangria, which looks amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And that's got to be good any time of year because that kind of flavors blends well in winter, but it's got to be very refreshing in summer. I put the website in the chat area, but it's also at the bottom of the show description. Again, it's aharmonyhealing.com, and you guys got to check this stuff out because it's just amazing. You're going to go on and see these pictures, and if you go to the YouTube version, which will be up probably tomorrow morning sometime for this show, I've got pictures of all these recipes of these different things that Shelley does, too, from her website on that. So, like, go on there. The pictures are just mouthwatering.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you love it. And I just wanted to be able to provide a way to share, you know, my love for food with the world and, you know, help them heal as well, because our bodies are designed to heal when you give them the right nutrients. And I just want to be able to give some guidance on that so that people can really start to see, you know, this eating healthy is actually quite delicious. Then they can enjoy it and feel better. And I definitely wanted to add that, you know, some of the other things that you need to do, you know, for living a holistic lifestyle is just to, you know, make sure you're taking that time to have gratitude for your life and living in the moment, you know, in that present, being present. So many times we can get caught up in looking at the past or looking ahead to the future, and you're missing all the beauty that's happening right in front of you in that present moment. So if you can just take some time every day to just spend a few moments to, you know, have gratitude and to meditate and to get centered and, you know, deep breathe and calm yourself down, you can really see so many amazing things unfold in your life from doing that. And of course, you need to throw in some exercise in there so you can keep your body strong and, you know, help you burn some calories and relieve that stress, and making sure that you're getting enough sleep as well, because that's really key to helping to rejuvenate and heal your body. And, you know, doing those things just really are going to make a change in your life, and you'll have really a wonderful 2014 if you start implementing some of those changes into your life. And don't get overwhelmed and beat yourself up. Just take it day by day.
Well, and what's amazing is when you get onto this healthy eating lifestyle, you lose the depression, you lose the negative attitude, you have more of a drive to get out and do something physical, whether it's walk or whatever other form of exercise it is for you. You're just feeling better from it. And I think that's another piece that people just miss is that, you know, they sit there and going, oh, I need this medicine. And you would know this coming from, you know, being, you know, selling pharmaceutical products. I need this medicine for depression, and I need this for this. And it's like a lot of times I'm telling people, no, you really just need to change your diet a little bit. You know, that's not 100%, 100% of the time. I'm not saying that. But in a lot of cases, shifting that diet and bringing in, you know, as we've talked about, some of these fermented foods from the other seasons and getting these berries and these different flavors can completely rejuvenate our mood. And I've noticed that myself in those eating patterns. It makes a huge difference.
Oh, it helps to calm your mind and, as you said, rejuvenate it, and that will definitely result in you having a better mood, without a doubt. And, you know, your serotonin is also manufactured in your gut, so you have to make sure that you're eating these foods that help you feel good and help, you know, keep your serotonin high, and you'll see that your mood just stays stable, and you'll start to really appreciate just the smallest things in life, you know, looking outside and looking at a beautiful bird that maybe is sitting in your tree and singing, and, you know, being able to look at all the beautiful plants and flowers around you, or, you know, going to the ocean if you're able to, or, you know, right now if you're in this area where there's a lot of snow, going out and playing in the snow for a little bit. You know, these are all things that just are ways to just live in the moment and really appreciate and be grateful for things that you have that don't cost any money.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I think in the long run, for those, you know, there's always going to be those few people who don't want to make shifts and changes, and that's their choice and things like that. But, you know, for the most part, really these things can shift and change the attitudes and the emotions. And like you say, you just become more aware and more alert and more conscious and these different things. Now, you place a specific emphasis, and we started to touch on this earlier, on anti-aging. And why is that so important besides just looking good?
Well,
I mean, looking good is a side benefit of that.
Well, that is a great benefit, but I definitely place emphasis on anti-aging as well as fighting inflammation on my site, because I think they work hand in hand in protecting you against developing disease, and you want to stay disease-free. And, there, you know, so many people, you know, you hear stories all the time of people coming, having issues with different things like diabetes and cancer and heart disease. And, you know, you really have to look to what's going on with both their diet and their lifestyle that caused this to happen. So, you know, foods that have anti-aging properties, and they help to keep your body strong and healthy and age-proof it and protect it from free radical damage. And that is really key to disease prevention. So I definitely place an emphasis on it for sure.
And I think the toughest thing for most people when they've been dealing with those things and they have so-called eating restrictions, and you know, one of the toughest things for them is they feel like, I'm going to be so deprived. I'm going to feel so deprived. You know, I'm having to give everything up. But again, I encourage people to go to your website, you know, get a consultation with you or something, especially if they've got specific eating challenges going on. Because here again, you present it in a way that's flavorful. It looks good. You know, boy, well, if I could have you just, you know, do the presentation part all the time. Something awesome. That would just be the icing on the cake for me. But, you know, even without that, you know, you can, Shelley can help you get it to look pretty too. But, yeah, when you, like you say, when you see lots of colors on your plate, you know, and the flavors are strong in there, you're not going to feel that deprivation if you are dealing with some of these eating issues. And some of the desserts I'm on there, I'm looking at them going, that looks so much better than that candy bar in the store or things like that. It's like, that looks really awesome. I mean, you've got recipes for hot chocolate and other amazing things on there, which leads me to something that I would love to have you share about here. You do these consultation services, but then you also have what you call Radiant Parties and your Holistic Supper Club. Share with us about that.
Yes. The Radiance Wellness Parties are something I created last year, and they're a way to help you just develop your own radiance from the inside out. And so it's a combination of having wonderful superfoods and holistic skincare treatments, as well as me assessing key ways to kind of age-proof or anti-age the skin and teach you different ways to eat healthy so that you can develop this beautiful, you know, wonderful glowing skin. And during the Radiance Parties, you get a chance to have an anti-aging foods buffet. There's an elixir bar with, you know, the probiotics, different coconut kefir and kombucha and herbal teas and different things that I spoke about earlier, and then holistic skin treatments with organic skincare products. And it's just a really fun, relaxing way to, you know, get a bunch of your friends together and have fun and eat great food and learn about how to eat for anti-aging and protecting your skin and learning some wonderful things about pampering it as well. And the you asked about the supper club. The supper clubs I have just not had a chance to really implement because last year I was really quite busy with both clients and working to release my cookbook, Deliciously Holistic. And so I kind of put those on the back burner, but I hope to bring those forth this year, hopefully, towards the summertime. And it'll be, if you're in the local area, in the Los Angeles area, it'll be a way to come out and have some great meals and wonderful organic and biodynamic wines and just meet a bunch of great people and mingle and learn how to heal and enjoy your life and also have these wonderful, satisfying foods. Because as you mentioned before, it's not about deprivation. I am not into eating anything that's not going to make me feel great and taste great too. So there's no reason why you have to believe that eating healthy is bland, it's boring, or tasteless, or, you know, you're going to have to, like, count your calories. When you're eating the right foods, you don't even have to count calories, and that's the beauty of it. You don't have to, you know, monitor everything that you put in your mouth. It's just too stressful and too time-consuming. No one has time for that anymore. So, you know, just make right food choices, and you'll find that you can eat and your body is going to be receiving the right nourishment that it needs, and then it cuts the cravings. You know, you're not going to overeat because your body is, most of the time when you're overeating and you're having cravings, it's because your body is telling you, I'm not getting enough nutrients to stay healthy. Help me, please. And if you reach for the wrong thing, it's just going to keep causing more cravings and more issues because your body is still going to say, no, that's not it. But if you sit down and give it some great, healthy, healing foods, then you're going to be satisfied. You're not going to have those cravings. You're going to feel great. You're going to be energized, and you're going to go, wow, I didn't even imagine I could feel this way. Totally amazing. It's an incredible journey to go on, and I recommend that don't be afraid to try it and just take it a step at a time because you'll really love the way you feel, and you'll really start to realize the joy that comes from feeling and looking the best that you can.
I so wholeheartedly agree, and you also offer some cooking classes as well, and I think that that can be very useful for people in learning some of these preparation techniques and blending flavors and all of these things. And, you know, I myself, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you or not in the times that we've communicated, but I went through a lot of health issues at one point in my life, and to the point that it actually led me into having, let's see here, what was it, 6-7 operations being performed by 2 specialists over a period of about 6.5-7 hours. And,
oh, wow.
It was a very intense time in my life, and that also backed some other things. And I was diagnosed with insulin resistance. I was having breathing issues. And that was after the surgery, by the way. And I was, you know, I've probably tried every diet under the sun because I did for a while do some athletic kind of sportswear type modeling and things when I was in LA at one point in my life, swimsuit things, being there on the beach. So I'd gone from, you know, having this great body and health to, you know, what happened sort of thing. And I was actually diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus. And so, you know, there were a lot of things I was getting diagnosed with. I was on hormone replacement therapy. I was on thyroid medication for being hypothyroid. And I thought to myself one day, you know, this is pretty ridiculous, and do I really want to be on all these medications? And again, I think you have to be careful when you're dealing with some of those things like hormone replacement therapy and thyroid medication and things like that. But I made a decision to use food to heal. And I no longer take any of these medications. I have not been to a doctor in 4 years, and prior to that, I had not been to a doctor in a couple of years. So, you know, I look back and I think it's been about 6 or 7 years, and I've seen a doctor once, and I take no medication anymore.
And you're feeling healthy and fantastic and able to share your message with the world.
I'm not perfect, but I'll tell you, I feel a heck of a lot better. And when I do stick to that eating pattern, it makes a gigantic difference. And having the things that are flavorful are all the difference in the world. So you're doing a tremendous service out there in helping people get there, because I didn't have the resources like you when I was going through some of this stuff.
Wish I had been there at that time for you.
I wish you had been too. But you have amazing things happening, and I have a person in the chat room saying, I'm buying the book.
Thank you.
Buying the book as we speak.
Wow, thank you so much. I'm glad
Jillian,
to hear that. I enjoy it.
Give us a little wrap-up of when and what events and things you have coming up here in the near future. You've got your detox winter cleanse. Give us a little more wrap-up on how people connect with you.
Definitely. I will. I'd be glad to do that. And I want to thank you again for giving me this chance to be on your show. It's been so great. I really appreciate it. And I would encourage everyone to go to my website, A Harmony Healing, A is an apple, the word harmony and healing.com, and you'll find on my home page and also on the interior pages of the blog where you can connect with me. I'm on Facebook. I have a very active Facebook community and page. I also am on Pinterest. I pin all sorts of really great recipes and holistic health tips and inspiration, so they can find me on Pinterest.com/aharmonyhealing, Facebook.com/getaharmonyhealing. I just started on Instagram. I'm Holistic Chef Shelley on Instagram, and I'm also on Google+ and LinkedIn. So you can find all those links on my site. At the end of the month, I will be introducing the Radiance Detox Cleanse. So I recommend if any of you are interested that you definitely get on my email list. There's a sign-up box on my homepage and also one on the right sidebar of my website whenever you're looking at any of my recipes. And I definitely want them to get in there and start trying some of the recipes that are already on my site, because there's a lot of great recipes there, as well as holistic health tips and information. There's some exercise videos from one of my exercise buddies, Kojo, who does a fantastic job of showing you how to exercise quickly and efficiently. There's a 15-minute video that he does that's really great and very, very effective at getting results. And I am going to start up doing some workshops and demos probably starting in March or April. I have a cooking class that I'm doing in Whole Foods at the end of the month on the 29th, and that's going to be in the Los Angeles area for any of you Los Angeles people on Fairfax, at their store there on Fairfax. And that's what's going on right now. I'm promoting my book in different areas, so the best thing to do is to sign up for my email, because that will keep you informed, and also visit my website on a regular basis. And if you do decide that you want to do any of my one-on-one consultations or take the ALCAT test, please email me at aharmonyhealing@gmail.com and let me know that you were a listener tonight, and I will offer you a discount.
Wonderful. How exciting to have that. I'm sure there are definitely people that are going to take you up on that. And I do have listeners, by the way, in the L.A. area there. So I know there's a couple of people right there. Matter of fact, the person that's buying your cookbook is in that region right now. So that's exciting. And so much going on. And so much happening with your work, and I feel very blessed that I could have you on as a guest and have you share things, because again, you just, I think, have a broader base in some ways, and of course, I was wowed by your recipes as I would see them come through social media. I'm like, oh, this is just too good. So. I'm getting so many favorable responses in the chat area too, and somebody saying yes, I will want to take some of her classes. So I know if I was there, I would want to be going to the dinner parties and things.
Yes.
So I think definitely people are going to see that, and as people have learned on here that have been in here tonight, certainly again, I hope you'll share the show with your friends, because Shelley's blessed us with this amazing amount of information and time, and when you go and look on her website, you're going to be wowed there, and you know, definitely, I know there's other people that want to know about this, so share.
Well, thank you so much. Oh, thank you. I also forgot to mention, I actually have an article in Better Nutrition magazine, which is out in the different Whole Foods and Barnes & Nobles and different stores around the country, and it's called Redo You. And if you look in there, I have some information about upgrading your kitchen with some of the choices that we talked about tonight. So be on the lookout. That's out on the stands, and it's also on their website at betternutritionmagazine.com.
And that's perfect. Redo You. And I think that's the thing. It's a matter of just shifting our pantry out a little bit. And, you know, what's great is it's not like you have to stop and necessarily throw everything out that you've already got there, but it's making those shifts and changes. And as you do, you're going to start to really notice that difference in the flavor profiles of what you're eating. And what a true, true blessing, Shelley. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Well, I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me. You have been one of my biggest inspirations online, and I was so glad that we were able to connect, and you're always just so filled with light and love. So I'm really happy to have this opportunity to speak with you and to be a part of your show, and you're just changing the world. So keep it going. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you so much. And we've been talking with Shelley Alexander tonight, and again, her website, if you'd like to go check it out, is www.ahealingharmony.com. You can find all her different ways to connect with you because she's all over the place in social media. And it's so worth your time to go check that out. Next week on the show here, I'm going to have Damian Nguyen, and he's going to be discussing light grids with us, which is going to be a really interesting show. I was very fortunate to get him. He is normally living out of the country, but he's in the U.S. doing a tour right now, and so he's going to be coming on discussing that light grid information, and I think you're definitely going to want to tune into that, especially if you've got any of those people out there that are into the starseed information. My books on relationships have been released. They were released in the fall, and it is worth checking those out. You can go onto my website, JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com. Just click right there on the products tab, Jessie's products. And also, I want to mention, I've added a new tab on my a new link on my products tab, and that has the books and some products and some music, depending on my guest, on my website. And Shelley's book is on there as well, so it's one more option for purchasing her book. And so if you've missed other guests in the past and you're like, I'm not sure where to find this book or anything, I've got the direct links in there for the books as well. So that's another option that you can play around in there. And, definitely it's, the books that I've released, the most recent one on relationships, it's helping you to find and activate and create and develop the perfect relationship for you. And it's really helping you learn to understand what your partner is thinking, feeling, needing, and how to communicate in ways that strengthen your relationship and avoid drama. And I am, like I said, working on putting together some events coming up early March. I've got some things I'm working on in like the Santa Barbara area, the Cambria area, possibly the Solvang area while I'm out in California for a couple of days. And you'll want to stay on top of that. Part of that is if you're in the Santa Barbara area or near there, we'll be doing the live recording for Bridging Heaven and Earth, which is a PBS series in the Santa Barbara area. And they're going to be doing an interview on me. And you can come in and watch us tape if you're in that area. And if you're interested in that, you'll want to email me. My email's at the bottom of the show description as well. Jessie@JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com. So you can also stay on top of other events and things. Any paid events I have going on are going to get put up at JessieAnnNicholsGeorge.eventbrite.com. And I'm actually working on seeing what I'm going to set up. I'm going to be looking at doing a lot of things around the equinoxes and the solstices, and I'm going to focus more of my live events around those times there. So also on my website, you're going to find all the great things, like every month I put out a new video I'll probably be getting a new video put out in the next week, as well as the other ones that I've done on there. On my YouTube channel, as I mentioned, I am gradually getting the shows put up on YouTube. So I've got pictures that go through and kind of a slide presentation as you listen to the show there. And so that's another option for sharing with people. People can stay on top of things through the YouTube channel. So lots of different little things there. And then, of course, there's the Main Street Universe tab there that has all of the shows from Main Street Universe. And, you know, of course, we've got different things. We've got Sunday nights, Darren Bouquet, who's a reader at Madame Laveau in New Orleans. He does his spiritual insights. Monday nights, Kevin Baird, Walking on the Sidewalk with his Horizon Oracle Journeys deck. You can find out more about his deck that he created at templeofgaia.com. He's got some additional things he's creating right now. Tuesdays, Susan Weed, who has her show on herbs and natural plants. Wednesday nights is the flagship show with Daniel, Janice, and Brett, always doing different things, topics, and guests on that show. Thursdays, off and on, you can pay attention for when Queen Mother Amaku is doing her show, which is based on Egyptian culture. And, of course, Friday nights right here is Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And I know there's a lot of you out there that have also your own businesses that you're developing, or you're doing coaching services or things like that. And I do want to mention I have a January special going on that is geared towards you. And that means that you can advertise here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And right now I'm offering 2 weeks for the price of one for anything that you pay for during the month of January. So, you know, even if you take an ad spot out for February or March or something like that, as long as it's paid for in January, you can get that two-for-one price on there. And you can find out about that right on my homepage on my website, jessieannicholsgeorge1.com. So there's lots of information to link to there. And matter of fact, we have a wonderful group that you're probably going to start hearing some wonderful little tidbits from in the near future, starting later this month, which is coming in from the Earth Goddess Rising event that's coming up, and they're going to actually be sponsoring the show in full a couple of weeks out of the month for the next 6 months. So you're going to want to listen in, because we're going to be offering little tips about different things in their little spots in there, and that's part of how I've shaken it up a little bit. We're not talking just straight out standard advertising, but you're going to get some tips out of that advertising spots that are coming through too. So that's great, and you know, there's just so much happening here. And I also, again, want to take a moment to just acknowledge the other stations that we are streaming live on, and welcome the listeners that are out there on those stations: TalkStream Live, Paraencounters Network. Paraencounters Network actually did an interview on me last week on the 3rd, and you can catch the replay of that or the archived version of that through my website as well. And they've got several different shows. If you like the metaphysical, paranormal area, they've got a lot of paranormal and reading type of stuff there. So paraencountersnetwork.com and also streamfinder.com. So we are growing. We are expanding here on Activating Compassion. It's amazing. It's wonderful. And this is Jessie Ann Nichols George. I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. I've really enjoyed having you with me, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week as we delve more into Activating Compassion. Don't forget, if you've enjoyed the show this evening, share it with others. It's going to be available at this same link in our archives. You can also find it on my website and through my YouTube channel as well. And I'm going to leave you tonight with the song Yearning For, also known as Over and Over. It's by Shemshai. Again, their link is right there at the bottom of the show description, shemshai.com. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you again next week right here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. May you enjoy the rest of your weekend and have an amazing week.
And if I could see what makes me blind, I would soar to the edge of my mind, and to touch what seems unreal, just to show you the way that I feel. And we are in time with time, one with season of change and size. And we are in time. tune with the tune, caught in a balance of sun and moon. Oh, deep inside, the light within, shining to show you it's here to begin. When all I have is all I need, I will soar to the edge of eternity. And wait being eye to eye, one within love to be for the divine. And we're walking hand in hand, caught in the balance of God and learning to walk just a little bit slower. Whispering secrets, I bet you can't keep it. No turning back now, this time we'll reveal it. One to another, all will discover the essence within the most beautiful lover. Time is still turning, the love is still burning. Deep in your spirit, your heart still yearning. Your heart is still yearning for over and over life.